an international project led by the International Meteorology Institute of Germany has concluded that human beings can hear sounds lower than have been assumed, and the impact of low-frequency noise on people is poorly understood. Scientists in Japan have measured brain function and reported last year that it showed that the brains of Japanese wind turbine workers could never achieve a relaxed state. How would you like to be next to this stuff? A study of 45 people by the Tehran University published last year said it can be stated that this technology has health risks for all those exposed to its sound. Work by Neil Kelly at NASA in the 1980s on an early model wind turbine came to the same conclusions. A direct causal link between wind turbine infrasound, low frequency noise, and the health problems of neighbours, including sleep disturbance. They become refugees in their own home. And as the number and size of wind turbines has increased, the spread of complaints has grown. The German research said, although commonly declared as non-audible, the number of complaints about infrasound exposure has been increasing exponentially. In Germany and other countries, serious problems exist. The German project leader Christian Koch said, it's been agreed that infrasound represents an almost unknown hazard to human health. Well, you won't hear from this lady. We've got a distinguished academic in our presence, Dr. Mariana Alves Pereira. She's an associate professor at Lusofona University in Portugal, and she has argued and proven that increasing technological development is putting communities at risk due to what she calls insidious low-frequency noise and vibration. And she says that vulnerable at-risk groups include those not just living next to wind farms, those in high-exposure environments, airline pilots and other transportation industries, and those living in close proximity to industrial-scale installations like wind turbines. She and her colleagues have been conducting, she's not just a new fly on the ointment, they've been conducting epidemiological studies over the past 20 years of people chronically exposed to low-frequency noise and infrasound, and they found that the effects are grim. Cardiovascular, respiratory, neurologic, and renal pathology and symptoms, which they're calling vibroacoustic disease. Mariana Alves Pereira has a BSc in physics from the State University of New York, an MSc in biomedical engineering, PhD in environmental science, the author and co-author of over 50 scientific publications peer-reviewed. But she was brought here because the Warbra Foundation, which has been fighting the consequences of wind power on public health in Victoria, and Andrew's government is a disgrace, has had its status as a health promotion charity revoked. And the Australian Charities for Not-for-Profit Commission, there's another one, you didn't know you funded that, did you? Another government outfit, has written of its decision to exclude the Warbra Foundation from being considered a health promotion charity and said this, listen to this, to date there's been no rigorous independent scientific evidence that finds that the ill health complained of is caused by the physiological effects from wind turbines, nor that there are human diseases called wind turbine syndrome or vibroacoustic disease. In other words, Dr. Mariana Alves Pereira, you're telling lies. Go home. This outfit is doing the government's bidding, telling us that there are no human diseases from wind turbine exposure, and all Mariana Alves Pereira's research establishing the existence of vibroacoustic disease doesn't exist. In other words, like Gillian Triggs, tell lies. Tell lies. That's the only way you can win your argument. There's no other word for it. Well, Dr. Pereira has agreed to talk to me, and she's on the line. Mariana Alves Pereira, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Thank you for your time. You've done any number of studies, haven't you? Not just human beings, on animals, with infrasound, low-frequency noise, and the consequence on health.
Yes, we have.
And they're published?
They are published.
So can't people in Australia read?
Of course, they're in English.
Mm. So what's the story? Why do people continue to tell lies about this?
Well, that's a very political issue and not quite a scientific issue. If they were looking at the science, they wouldn't be telling lies.
Mm. I mean, you have spoken about this mob, the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, and here they are denying the very evidence that is available to you in the English language.
Yes, What can we say? I think it all comes down to a litigation problem in the future, and lying right now is the best way to go.
Amazing, isn't it? You have written, this lady, Dr. Mariana Alves Pereira, has written to this Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, and she wrote delicately, she said, it's not my place to discuss the economic, political or legal background against which your decision and this letter are being produced. But then she said, I represent a group of scientists who procure knowledge for the sake of knowledge, particularly when it advances the well-being of societies through the prevention or control of diseases. Wind turbines, for example, she said, are but one of many problematic sources of ILFN, that's infrasound and low-frequency noise, that we have investigated over the past 30 years. Now, Mariana, you've made the point that your research is extensive and it's been recognised internationally with a stack of awards. I won't list them. But your point is that none of these studies have been disputed.
No, they haven't.
And yet, there's no opposing scientific evidence. You've evaluated the level of damage and noise amongst people exposed to low-frequency sound. You've argued to this Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission, quote, concluding that no ILFN, infrasound low-frequency noise-induced pathology, exists, is ludicrous in terms of the axioms of scientific methodology.
That's absolutely true. Most other scientists are evaluating these effects through questionnaires as opposed through medical diagnostic tests. We evaluate the effects through medical diagnostic tests. And therefore,
that's
it's
right.
Undisputable.
I mean, I thought you made an excellent point, by the way. You've got a sense of humour. Dr. Pereira said that if a medical health provider argued that things like cholesterol and blood pressure levels had no impact on overall health, they'd be referred to psychiatric care. People would say, you're mad. You're mad. Yet acousticians who've proven that sites are contaminated by infrasound and low-frequency noise are told, what you can't hear won't hurt you. I mean,
Precisely. That's a very old argument.
It is.
It cannot be sustained by science as we know it today. This has been studied way back since the 1940s, in the 1960s, with the space race between the Soviet Union and the United States. Infrasound and low-frequency noise was again evaluated properly. But today, people prefer to take a questionnaire. How do you feel? And then refer them to psychiatric care if they insist on feeling bad.
Well, I mean, you've been everywhere since you've been here. You've been to Waterloo in South Australia, MacArthur and Cape Bridgewater in Victoria. I get letters from these, Mariana. It's just frightening what these people are enduring. And you've met the families. I mean, they're desperate. They're refugees in their own homes, aren't they?
They are indeed.
And you've been to Culler and Capital, Gullen Range in New South Wales. You've visited mining community in the Upper Hunter. And there's a mountain of research. We could talk all day. People listening to you at the moment all across Australia, can you say something to them about this?
Protect yourselves. Demand the correct medical diagnostic tests to prove that you are actually ill and that you're not imagining this. This is not a psychological effect. There is actual tissue damage happening when you are excessively exposed to this sort of agent of disease.
And yet governments continue to approve them. As I've said, if they weren't injurious to health, you'd put them in Collins Street, Melbourne, or George Street or Bondi Beach, wouldn't you?
Precisely.
So they shove them out amongst farmers, and you've met these farmers who just weep, and I do as well. Look, thank you for what you've done. You've given them a real psychological boost. The obligation is on us now to carry on your good work, and I can guarantee you we will.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
You're most welcome. There she is, Dr. Mariana Alves Pereira, the Frydenbergs of this world, want to ignore she even exists.